With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. Pro golf's oldest championship is now underway, the fourth of the majors, the British Open. Already with a six-way tie early on at the top of the leaderboard, names most notable Phil Mickelson and Lee Westwood. It's the third time the tournament's been hosted at Royal Portrush in Ireland. Xander Schauffele is the defending champion. Shane Lowry won the event at this venue the last time it was played here. And Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and a host of others favored in the tournament. The crowd expected to be some 278,000 this week, the second largest in British Open history. Major League Baseball begins the second half of its season with a full slate of games today, beginning at Wrigley Field when the Cubs will host the Red Sox in a day game. WNBA last night, Dream route the sky, Lynx over the Mercury, Storm beat the Valkyries, Liberty over the Fever, Aces beat the Wings. This is SRN Sports. International politics trespasses into the Tour de France yesterday as a pro-Palestinian protester got around security barriers and officials and onto the race course itself during the final stretch of the Tour's 11th stage. He was wearing a protest T-shirt against Israel. The man was arrested. There are no Israeli cyclists in the event, but there is a team based in Israel of international cyclists with the backing of a wealthy Canadian supporter. And some cooling thoughts for the hot summer weather. The NHL has released its upcoming season schedule. It'll be the 82-game schedule for the final time before it increases by two games under a collective bargaining agreement. The regular season will begin October 8th, and it will end with the Stanley Cup playoffs anticipated to run through much of June. This is SRN Sports.